from Robert Johnson selling his soul to the devil at the crossroads to Odysseus outwitting the sirens, music loves a good story. Here's one from a small village in Kenya where reporter Ryan Kyloth looked for the origin of a 65-year-old recording and discovered American country legend Jimmy Rogers at its heart.
This is a song called Chemirocha, sung by a group of little girls from the Kipsigis tribe. According to legend, British missionaries came through their village during World War II. They played gramophone records of American country music for the Kipsigis, who loved one singer in particular.
What a magnificent chipgong player, they thought. Why, no one's ever played the kibugandet like this man, Chemirocha, as they called him.
This is Hugh Tracy, introducing Chemirocha and the instruments being played on a 1952 LP he recorded of Kenyan music.
The girl said, no, this is no ordinary creature. This is a fawn, half man and half antelope. So they sing this song of welcome to Chemirocha, inviting him to come and dance with them.
That fawn was the father of country music, Jimmy Rogers, which, according to Tracy, the villagers pronounced Chemirocha. Tracy was a British South African who made thousands of field recordings in Africa. But the backstory to Chemirocha made it one of his most famous.
My name is Diane Traum. I'm director of the International Library of African Music, which is located at Rhodes University in Grahamstown, South Africa.
Hugh Tracy founded ILAM, as it's known, in 1954 to house his recordings. Traum took over in 2006 and set about cataloging the collection.
I remember having this sort of realization one day that now we know what we have, it's time to give it back.
So she teamed up with Tabu Osusa, who runs Kedible Music, a Kenyan nonprofit that archives tribal songs.
It's not fair for them, actually, that their music was recorded, and they have no idea that that music exists.
Osusa and Traum set out to find the Chemirocha singers in Kenya's Great Rift Valley and give them copies of Tracy's recordings.
So right now we're driving from Nairobi heading to Bomet. It's probably like 230 kilometers or so from Nairobi.
Steve Kavutia is a sound engineer for Kedible Music and organized the trip. From the late Hugh Tracy's detailed notes, the team had performers' names and locations, and after asking around for days, they caught the trail. Elizabeth Betts was a little girl when Hugh Tracy came to town. He recorded 30 songs that day, and 65 years later, she knew all the songs by heart.
Mm-hmm.
So she says she's been wondering all this while, where did those songs go to? She would be happy if they could go back to singing like those days. So
this kind of nostalgia was everywhere, but I kept asking one question.
So what does a Chemirocha song actually mean? Can you describe?
It came from the one you mentioned in the morning, the Jimmy Rogers.
It came from Jimmy Rogers.
That's Patricia Lasoy, the chief minister of the district of Bomet. She pins the meaning of Chemirocha on the father of country music. But what about the half-man, half-animal thing that Tracy spoke of? Josiah Arapsong, whose father organized the local singers for Hugh Tracy, has his own theory. He describes the colonial days when missionaries preached about literally eating the body and blood of Christ, and how during World War II, the Kipsigis were rounded up to give blood for wounded soldiers.
They would just collect you, put you into a vehicle, rush you to the hospital. They remove blood just to assist the people who were in the military. So they say, these people, they are man-eaters.
Man-eaters. Half-man, half-beast Chemirochas. The irony is delicious. The Africans thought the Europeans were savages. After 2 weeks in the field, the team found one living musician who performed on Chemirocha. Chariot Arapkuri is now 88 years old. Archivist Diane Traum was thrilled.
It's like a dream come true to find someone who's still alive who played this music on that day. This is you.
Traum proudly presented the musician with the CD. He turned it over in his hands and looked at it, and then asked how to play it.
Who has a CD player? Do you have a CD player?
Nobody had a CD player. Instead, the villagers wondered, could Traum somehow just send the songs to their mobile phones? For NPR News, I'm Ryan Kyloth.
Malik,